You're listening to Archer Radio.
Well, I won't get you.
You will.
We won't do a podcast if you take your pants off. Don't do that. Why are you doing that? We won't get a podcast in.
Yes, you will.
It's really shaved. Yes. I didn't shave.
I don't care. I felt like shaving.
Now, will you be able to talk seriously?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you hear on the news? Oh, by the way, this is Archer of Archer Radio. And we're at Studio B at the boyfriend's condo, recording with the Eye River. Did you hear on the news today that South Dakota has put a law on the books that's the most restrictive abortion laws in history?
I haven't read about it. I have not read up on it. But I have heard
their new abortion law is absolutely no abortions in the state unless the woman's health is at risk.
Right.
And they are hoping
someone challenges it.
Exactly.
They want it to go to the Supreme Court.
They do.
Because they think they have the deck stacked.
You think it's going to go in their favor?
I don't really know. I think what they're hoping to find out.
But what is their ultimate goal? That they think, okay, if it goes to the Supreme Court, then the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade?
Yes. That's what they're ultimately hoping to do.
But the court has already proven just recently that they're not going to touch these abortion cases, like the one that was out of is it Massachusetts with the parent notification law. But
that's different. This is the meat of the abortion ruling of Roe versus Wade.
True.
So they're hoping, and they don't know when it's going to happen. I'm assuming they're hoping that's going to happen now, that some woman or some doctor who's been adversely affected by the state law will file a lawsuit, and of course it would go to the Supreme Court. And I'm assuming that there's confidence, given the recent appointments, that Roe will be overturned. I think they're... It's a test to see how the new justices will decide.
The sad thing that I thought was already sad to begin with was that in South Dakota, in the entire state...
How many abortions?
No. Not how many abortions. How many abortion clinics are there?
Yeah. One?
One.
Yeah.
Like Mississippi.
Right.
Remember a couple months ago I was talking about that special I saw on Frontline on PBS about Mississippi?
Yeah.
They only have one abortion clinic, and it was at risk of being closed because of their state laws?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with this fucking country?
Again, it's the far right, the Christian right, hoping to create a theocracy. I mean, I really think they see with this Supreme Court an opportunity to undo the 60s. Because I raised that same question.
You did. I remember that.
How many women in South Dakota are getting abortions? In fact, I would like to know how many women in this country get abortions. Are there lines around the block, women hoping to get abortions? Do women get pregnant and then get abortions like they change their underwear? I mean, why is it such an epidemic that it warrants this much attention in this country?
I think that there are more protesters at the abortion clinics than the people trying to go in there to get abortions.
Probably. It's all about... the conservative right, the radical right, trying to change this country into, they're the base of the Republican Party, and they're the force behind, or at least they like to think that they forced the issue on Harriet Myers. They got Scalito, and now they want to test the waters.
Scalito? Alito.
Alito.
Well, he's in the same...
He is a Scalito.
Yeah, he is a Scalito. I just found that whole thing interesting. You know, I don't know that we actually know what is your stance on abortion? Do you believe women should have the right? Because you're
that's really none of my business.
I know, but you're a Catholic, and that's always a...
Well, my own personal morality, I would hope, if my sisters decided they had to have an abortion, that it's something that they thought hard about, and they came to that decision because it's what was best for them. But I would hope for any woman that coming to that decision was something they really thought about. So, you know, I'm pro-choice. But being a man, I really do think it's a woman's choice. I don't really think males or men, regardless of how we think, I don't know that it's really our issue.
It's not our issue, and that's why I said that.
Now, I will say, if I'm married, if I were heterosexual, married to a woman, and or I had a girlfriend and she got pregnant and she had an abortion and I didn't know about it, that might be a personal issue for me.
Well, that would be an issue between you and your wife.
Between
then.
Me and my girlfriend.
It's
me and
not
my
really
wife,
the government
but
or
not
the state.
Between me and the government, that's correct.
Right. But you should have the right, or your wife or girlfriend should have the right to have that abortion if the two of you came to that decision that that was best for you too.
Right. But even then, being a gay man, I'm not even going to be in that position.
No.
So, it's astonishing to me, in a supposedly secular society, that certain groups think it's really best left up to the government to decide. So,
because they want the government to be a theocracy, therefore it's based on religion and not on...
Well, and you know, if their religious beliefs force them to take the stand on abortion, then fine. Withdraw your taxes that would fund abortions, much like, you know, as a liberal, I can deny a certain portion of my taxes that would go to making bombs. So, I mean, if you want to make that kind of statement, then fine. Don't fund it with your tax dollars. You have that option. But you know, there's a whole other agenda here, and it's under a bigger umbrella of returning this country to the 1950s.
Now,
there's an anti-60s thing going on now. It's really a cultural war between... Because when you think about it, what's going on, this is really going on in the baby boomer generation. With, you know, Alito, Roberts, they're, you know, over 50. You know, most of the liberals I know who are active in the 60s, they're in that same age bracket. And this really is a continuation of that 60s, 70s cultural war.
Where at that time, the liberals were getting things done.
Well, we had a liberal bench on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
Making these decisions.
But now here's what I heard. Actually, I didn't hear it. I read it on a blog this afternoon that this South Dakota law, let's say it succeeds in getting the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. I read then that, okay, they get rid of abortion. These Christian right Republicans get rid of abortion. What's next? Then they start working on gun control and gays.
Well, gays, definitely. Well, that's already in the operations.
Yeah, but this is like the next thing that they would take care of, you know, writing laws and stuff that would totally...
Well, what's difficult about overturning Roe versus Wade is that Roe versus Wade is actually precedent established by the Supreme Court.
True.
So it's not that easy. I mean, you know, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but...
But for example, when I talk about where they go after gays next, did you know in the state of Virginia that I cannot, let's say you're my partner for like 15 years or whatever, I cannot leave my estate to you.
Mm-hmm.
I could leave it to my cat. I could leave it to my dog. But I could not leave it to you because we are a same-sex couple. I don't know what are the laws, do you know what the laws are in D.C.?
I don't know about D.C. I know in Maryland it's a little more liberal.
But currently, it is on the books now in the state of Virginia, same-sex couples cannot leave property to each other, cannot leave survivor benefits to each other, cannot, really don't have any rights if you were in an accident and you were in a hospital in Virginia, I could not technically visit you in the hospital. They could deny me access to you in the hospital. That's on the books now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It is. It's like living in Afghanistan or Iran.
And I'd be the woman with the burqa.
With the burqa. Mm-hmm. You would, honey. You would be a woman in a burqa.
Would I look good though?
And I'd have to lift your dress in the back and just get it from the rear. Because I couldn't look at your face. Maybe I could lift your veil.
Sometimes you don't look at my face when you're fucking me anyway.
I always look at your face.
Not when you're taking it from behind.
Oh, now you're being crude.
Excuse me.
What are you playing with?
I'm playing with some tennis balls. Golf balls or whatever these are.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't want the listeners, to know that I'm playing with your penis.
Are you playing?
We did this last weekend, and it was crude. We shouldn't do that again.
Really?
Yeah. We should only talk about real things.
We don't want to be cheap.
What, you think that people
were... Tawdry.
People get cheap thrills after listening to us mention that I'm playing
with your penis.
Probably not. I did want to...
Well, you know, they've seen me naked several times, but no one's ever seen you naked.
No one will either.
Why?
Talked about this last week too.
And you know what? I've taken pictures of you naked.
We talked about that too. This is a rerun.
No one knows that I've taken pictures of you naked.
You said it on last week's podcast.
You deleted the pictures.
But I'm saying people know that you took pictures of me because we talked about it on, like, I think it was Monday's podcast.
People want to see you naked.
They're not going to see me naked. I don't have the same body that you have. And I don't shave as nicely as you do. But no, I was going to ask you.
You look clean shaven today.
So I did actually shave my face today.
Yeah.
Because I know I won't be able to shave all weekend, so I wanted to get as close as I could for. Because tomorrow night we're going to that house.
Yeah, we have a busy day tomorrow.
And I never know. You know, I might meet my next ex-husband there.
Your next ex-husband?
I'm kidding.
Well, you might meet your next model there. He might have a large penis.
You know, and I'm going to have to schedule a shoot soon. You're right, on my own. But, let me ask you this. Did you hear this week that Apple sold 1 billion songs on iTunes?
Well, I knew from your podcast. Did I know on my own? No.
When's the last time you downloaded a song from iTunes?
Christmas.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You've got so many CDs already, you don't really need to download anything.
Well, there's always my 60s of go-go music.
That's true. I was talking on Friday's podcast about technology and how technology has changed. You remember 8-track tapes from the
70s? Oh, yeah.
Then it went to cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And albums were in there the whole time.
Can you even buy cassette tapes anymore?
I think you can, but I don't know. I haven't looked in the past probably 10 years. But I was questioning what will be the next form of media for music.
I don't know.
Because CDs now are even, I think they're on their way out.
Yeah, probably.
Because everything's digital music now.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that.
Yeah.
you're like zoning out, aren't you?
I am.
Can you suggest a topic? One more topic. He's totally...
What?
Do you hear that noise? That's the boyfriend's penis hitting his stomach.
Oh, it is not. Oh, stop that.
What's that noise then?
I don't know. You're being so nasty. Why are you so nasty?
I don't know. Well, because you took your pants off.
Because I wanted to get comfortable.
So I'm thinking about... I'm hoping to get asked by Larry at the Little Fatty Cast to co-host with him next week one day. You think I should do it?
I think you should.
But I have to act like Big Fatty. Do you know Big Fatty?
No, I only listen to your podcast.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't listen to mine.
Most of the time I do.
Well, Big Fatty is on the Little Fatty Cast, and... He's going away, and Larry needs a co-host for a couple of days. But
you should do it.
But you have to act like Big Fatty. And
how do you have to act?
You have to go like, "Oh, the horror of it," or you have to say stuff like, you know,
you already have it down. You just as soon do it.
And this is Big Fatty, stuff like that.
Well, then I think you should do it.
I have to, you know, study up on my Big Fatty. Before I'm able to
do it.
I
think you can do it.
You think I can do it?
Yeah.
This is show 172. We're going to be at 200 before you know it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we'll hit show 200 before our 1 year podcast anniversary.
Is that possible?
Yeah, it's very possible. Wanda Wisdom hit her 100th anniversary one year anniversary this week, and she had lots of shows about.
Well, congratulations stuff. To Wanda.
Exactly. Do you know when our 1 year anniversary of podcasting is?
No.
You don't know?
April.
It is April. April 20th was the very first Archer Radio.
Oh.
Well, I think you're done, aren't you?
Just getting started.
I mean, done with the podcast.
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Do you have a topic? You never come up with the topics. I always have to come up with the topics.
No, I come up with topics.
Okay, give us a topic.
Well.
And not what we're doing this weekend or what wine we're drinking.
We can talk about a movie that I saw.
A movie you saw?
On Turner Classic Movie.
What movie did you see?
Cleopatra.
With Elizabeth Taylor?
Claudette Colbert, 1934, directed by Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh my God, that's old.
Very old, 1934.
And what did you think about it?
It was very kitschy, very campy, in a Cecil B. DeMille, you know, over-the-top kind of a way.
But being the historian that you are, was it historically accurate?
Completely not.
Completely not. Why?
It was total Hollywood.
Hollywood 1934 was pretty young.
Yeah, but they knew how to make a movie. I mean, they knew what the real...
What kind of kitschy stuff did they do?
Well, I don't like that. She had, like, her maidens in a... like a fishing net. Anthony. They're digging up clams for an afternoon meal. Come and see. And so in this big net are these maidens of Cleopatra, scantily clad, each holding a clam shell. And they opened the clam, and inside the clams were pearls and gems. And Cleopatra picked up the jewels from inside of these clams and threw them on the floor.
Well, that's so unrealistic.
This is just silly, yeah.
That's totally silly.
But it was an Oscar-nominated movie. That's why I watched it.
Do you realize that we saw an Oscar-nominated movie last weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. And I said on one of our podcasts that we really enjoyed it.
We did.
I don't think we're going to see another Oscar movie before the Oscars, do you?
Well, I'd like to see Capote.
I would too, but I'm saying in terms of our schedule.
Yeah.
Because you realize the Oscars are next weekend.
I know.
And I'll have to take a nap that afternoon so I can watch them all night. Because here on the East Coast, the Oscars aren't over until like 11:30.
Oh, really? Well, I'm never really that into it, but...
I guess that means you won't be attending any Oscar parties this year?
I have not been invited.
Have you ever been to an Oscar party?
No.
Well, we're not having an Oscar party because the day before is our sideways party. And we have 8 confirmed guests. Unfortunately, our listener in... Did I tell you this already? Listener in Ashburn is unable to make it.
That's too bad. I was looking forward to meeting him.
Me too. But he's busy. He's got another job, so he's busy. Did you see any other movies on Turner?
Oh, boy.
Do you have a favorite movie, by the way?
Oh, I don't. There's just so many good movies.
But you do. You are.
I tend to prefer classic movies.
I was going
to
say, you are a fan of the...
Possessed, Joan Crawford.
Black and white.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the black and white, aren't you?
Oh, especially when it's like the film noir-esque.
Why do you keep turning your head?
Because you want to pick my eyebrows.
I want to pluck this one.
No.
Just come on.
Stop. Do nice things.
I am doing nice things.
You are. You're doing very nice things.
I do think we should end this podcast because you're just totally distracted.
Yeah, you have me distracted. Why are you distracting me?
Because your penis is hard. And I don't know why it's hard, because you're not getting any tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well.
Does that hurt?
Not at all.
All right. Well. I think we should say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.